Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Reverend Natalie King calling you from Kensington, Maryland on this wonderful, beautiful, great, awesome, wonderful, amazing day. It is Valentine's Day, February 14th, where all love is in the air. It's a shame we can't have love in the air all day long, 24/7, every single day of the year, 365 days of the year. That would be wonderful, but today is a great day. Even if you're single, that doesn't mean you can't love yourself and do wonderful, 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 wonderful things today for yourself. Go buy yourself something, take yourself to dinner, do something wonderful for you. So today's lesson is called What About Love? Because today is all about love, loving yourself, loving your partner, loving your family. This is all we need to know. This is what we need to understand in this lifetime and know that there is a God shining on us at every single minute, but we know that love is great. Love, 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 love. Love, love is all we need, right? So, if you'd like to call in, you can call in on the 646-915-8436 number. But before we begin, you know we're going to say a prayer. Today's intention is all about love. I want you to close your eyes and focus on yourself. Focus on your heart. Feel that love center vibrating and becoming bigger. Envision a pink and a yellow light that's surrounding your heart, surrounding your organs, surrounding everything that you are. And know that this love is embracing you today, embracing you now, embracing you forever. That you hold on to this love, because this love, this self-love, and this God love, that is what is going to see you through in everything that you need to do from here on now. So just don't take it for Valentine's Day. I want you to keep that love every single day. Say, I am love. I am beautiful. I am all things that I am supposed to be. God is the only power acting in my life, and I am great with that. Amen. You know, but then I have to talk about something first before. So everybody knows that I have I'm a Curtis Hopkins page, and I actually had to put it on the French Facebook page just because somebody had created one, an American Facebook page. And so on this page you will see writings in French and English, and it's wonderful. And the other guy used to post things on Emma all the time. I don't see him do that anymore. So, you know, I've had this page for a while, but recently there are a lot of people that have been making friends with requests, which is awesome, because I think it's wonderful that people want to engage in her teachings and stuff like that. So one of the things somebody asked me is, you know, what is this for? Because I had posted something that was kind of non-Emma on there. Now, the Emma Curtis Hopkins page is for her teachings and for whoever wants to post something about spirituality, because this is who Emma Curtis Hopkins was. She wanted to engage all people. And there is truth to be spoken in all kinds of things that you want to post. Like if you need support, if you want a treatment work, if you want affirmations, if you need this, that, and the other, this is the place to post them, as well as all the newsletters to let me know what you need. Now, people can message me. Somebody actually posted something, and I messaged him privately, and I gave him some affirmation treatment work to do for whatever he needed in his life. This is what this is for. This is what I've always wanted to do. I always wanted to broadcast this. I think it is amazing that so many people are liking this page, but this is a page that we are going to help all people. We're going to do this together. We're going to do this through Emma Curtis Hopkins' teachings. It is important that there's an understanding what Emma Curtis Hopkins' teachings are all about, because what I think people forget is that we're supposed to support one another. We are supposed to support one another. We are supposed to engage one another in all aspects of truth. It's not just about us and us trying to get to a place by ourselves, but you never know who you can meet that's going to help you out in whatever your endeavor is. You know, when I started on this process with Emma Curtis Hopkins, and I became obsessed, totally obsessed, and for those of you that are listening to this for the first time, you know, I have her initials tattooed on me. If there's anybody that loves Emma, and I'm sure we all do, but I have to say it's me. It's almost like I have a worship thing for her. She changed my life for the better. She changed my life in amazing ways. And so there are many pages that will show you different things. And there are many, they will show you many different things. But I can say for myself and Reverend Tara Nova, who I work with, it is an amazing, amazing thing that we have been able to redo some research and find a lot of her her teachings. And I, for one, have found a lot of her old teachings, and everything that Michael and I put out are basically original stuff, stuff that has not been tainted, stuff that has not been words removed. You know, a lot of people post these things because or try to republish Emma's teachings because they can make some money out of it because they see how popular it is. But our goal is to basically tell people about who we are and to deliver Emma's message because it got lost in the fray. You know, back in the day, Emma's teachings were priced for $500. Now you can find them for $18.95 or you go on Kindle and it's a totally different story. So back to this aspect of love. So happy Valentine's Day to all out there. And I want to first focus on the aspect of the single life. You know, I'm single. I have been single for a while. I do date from time to time. I do go out and hang out, have dinners, meet new people and stuff like that. And when I was a lot younger, if I were single, it would really bother me a lot. I would get sad, depressed, and stuff like that. That doesn't happen anymore. I really don't care. It's more or less that I love myself. Because back in the day, I didn't love myself. And then until really I met Emma Curtis Hopkins, and she really introduced me to God's spirit and speaking the truth, is that I didn't really know how to love myself. Now I love myself. It's Valentine's Day. Now I'm going out with a friend of mine tonight. But I learned to do. I buy myself stuff today. I'm going to buy myself something because I love me and I appreciate the things that I do for me. And it's just going to be a wonderful day, and it's going to be one of amazing love. And I sit back and I think of my accomplishments and how far I've gotten into the spiritual world and understanding certain aspects and the people that I've helped along the way through Emma Curtis Hopkins. It has been an amazing thing for me, and it's just awesome. So, you know, singles tend to become very depressed this time of year because there's this thing in our world where people just say, oh, the next step is you have to get married and you have to have somebody in your life. And if you don't have that person in your life, then it's almost like there's something wrong with you. But that's a falsehood. That person that's supposed to come into your life will come into your life when they are supposed to. Manifest it if you want it. There's many affirmations, treatment work that you can do to manifest your soulmate. What is interesting also is that I was listening to the radio the other day, and this person, the radio host was saying, talking about soulmate, and she actually got the information wrong. So she would say, oh, I don't believe there's like one perfect soulmate for you, blah, blah, blah. And what she didn't understand is soulmate versus twin flame. Soulmate is somebody, there could be 200 soulmates for you out there. So it's not like that one perfect person, that has nothing to do with soulmate. Soulmate is somebody, yeah, you could have the same life, same one. There's some kind of energy that when you bring them together, they're just an amazing simpatico. Now, with twin flames, however, That is just your other half. That is your equal. That is your, like, your twin. That person is just like you, and it's like you and that person are truly meant together. There is no other person. So you can ask for that person to come into your life. Now, but before you do all of this, you need to have self-love. Nobody's going to want to be with you if you don't love yourself. This is key to all of these people that want relationships in their life. If you don't love yourself, how do you expect anybody to love you back? Be honest with yourself. Because if you can't see how wonderful you are, how do you expect to have somebody see how wonderful you are? That's the point of all of this. You have to be able to see how wonderful, how awesome you are in every single way. Nobody should have to tell you that. You should be able to see it all on your own. See the beauty. See all things that you are. And know that there is only love, 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 love in your life. God, you know, there's a thing to be said when you see how truly great you are. There's a thing to be said. And when you're able to do all of that, see how great, what you bring forth to the world, your life will change for the better. Now, it's not easy if you've been conditioned in this human world to not really believe in yourself. You know, people don't like the rapper Kanye West because of his attitude, but you know what? There's one aspect that you can take from him, you can learn from him. This is a man that truly believes in his greatness. He believes in who he is. Now, he takes his stuff maybe a little over the edge at times, but he truly believes in himself. He believes that he is the greatest musician of all time. I beg to differ. But he believes that. And that carries on throughout his music. It carries on throughout everything that he does. Because he truly believes that he is amazing. And he has amassed wealth. He has come out with a fashion line. He has done many things. And he has been prosperous in what he does. His antics, I don't know. So you need to get to a point where when you look at yourself or you see yourself or when you write down things, there's not one negative thing that you can write about yourself. And once you have manifested all of that, then whoever's going to come into your life is going to be able to see this because that's what your energy is going to outpicture. It's going to outpicture love, 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 love. There are many people that question, they don't even like this day because they feel that it is pressure on people to do things and why should there be just one day when we celebrate love? Hey, I agree. But if your mindset is such, then you better be celebrating Valentine's every day with your partner, your significant other, and showing them how you love. And you don't have to buy them something. You could write something. You could say something. You could sing something to them. You could do a mantra with them. You could meditate. You could do yoga with them. But show that love every single day. Now, we go on to couples. Couples, this is like when you're a couple and it's Valentine's Day, it is an amazing thing if you're in a good place in your relationship. Some couples will say, oh, my gosh, another day I have to give something. But, you know, Valentine's Day is a day that is necessary, I believe, because there's some people that just don't know how to be romantic or how to show forth love. And this is the one day they're forced to do it. And sometimes that's needed. And maybe through the Valentine's Day, they realize that they have to do it more often. The world as it is now is a world that needs love. It is a world that is asking for love. It is a world that is begging for love. Begging, begging, begging for love. If you turn on the television, Turn on the internet. Read the paper. Every single day, you hear somebody got shot. You'll hear about race issues. You'll hear people getting killed. There's still a war. And yet, I can't say that that's the only thing that's on the news or the paper or on the internet. Because there are beautiful, beautiful cases of love. And I know that God was watching over this woman. This one of the women, one of the people that won the lottery, she won $127 million after taxes. She had just quit two jobs, being Walmart and McDonald's. She had four kids. One of them with cerebral palsy. And you know, when you play the lottery, you're just hoping it's you. And then sometimes when you see the winners, you're like, oh, why is that? There have been doctors that have won. Mm-hmm. And people are just in awe of what that is. And so when you hear this story about how she left her job, she had to take care of her cerebral palsy child. And as soon as she left that job, she was rewarded with $127 million. And it is amazing, amazing to see how beautiful that is. And so she says part of it, 10% of it will go to her church. I know that church is jumping up and down, doing cartwheels, twirling around, doing all kinds of things, because a 10% of $127 million is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And hopefully that church will do wonderful works with it. There are compassionate people in the world. I was reading something on the internet, which was a beautiful thing, where it showed a picture of a man pushing his dog in a cart because the dog could no longer walk. And this man looked like he was in the late 80s, pushing it because he loved the dog so much. And everybody knows me. They know that I am a huge, huge animal lover. Three cats. Two of them have passed on. I have another one, Christian. He's a boy. He's full of energy. He's spoiled. I love him. Recently, I've been watching a lot of the ways that different species interact with one another. And there are great videos on Facebook and YouTube, if you'd like to watch them, of how they can't see the difference between their species. They hang out. I saw a squirrel playing with a cat. I saw a squirrel nursing dog puppies, a dog nursing kittens. I've seen a bear and a tiger playing together. It is amazing how these species can get together, play, learn to love one another. And humanity has a harder time of just letting go and letting God. To hear stories of a man so fueled by rage because of a parking issue that he guns down three people, I start to question life. I start to question consciousness. And yet, they say that part of that issue was a race issue. This race issue in the 21st century is amazing to me. We should be all at a place where there is nothing but love between all of us. Yet people are worried about who people should love, which is totally ridiculous to me. Why should you question somebody that is of age, that is loving somebody else? Loving. Let me see that word again. Loving somebody else. They found an amazing person to love. What is the issue? What is the problem? I would like to know, because I'm still trying to understand it. Yet some of the same people will say that war is necessary, where there is destruction and death and mayhem. But when two people come together and love one another, they're having a problem. Or when the same people are trying to adopt children that have been in the system for years, no, we shouldn't let them. Why? Everyone has the right to have a child. Everyone has the right to be loved, and everyone has the right to love. In our world, we need to rid this world of judgment, judging, judging, judging. The truth is, we need to mind our own business. When I met Emma Curtis Hawkins, or was introduced to her teaching, I thought I had met the love of my life. I can't really explain how her teaching just filled me with a light I had never seen. I became obsessed, but this obsession was love. Because for years before that, I wanted to find something that I could teach. I wanted to have like a wellness center where people could come and learn and work together and prosper together. No envy, no jealousy, no need for this aspect of power, but just to love, to support, to strengthen one another. And then I was introduced to Emma Curtis Hawkins. And my whole life changed. Every waking thought, every minute, every second of the day was, how can I get my hands on Laura for teaching? And I was flabbergasted when her teaching were nowhere to be found. Or if I found it, it was $500. Until I came upon Reverend Joanna Rogers. Love her. For years, she was a student of Marsh Clotron's, and for years, she was putting these things together in spiral-bound books. Because she saw the need. So I love her. And there's Michael Terranova, who started to put them, on Amazon.com. I would give him some lessons, and he would put the book together. And it's been an amazing, amazing partnership, and I love him. There's Dr. Ruth Miller, who has put out several books on Emma Curtis Hawkins, has continued the legacy. I love her. There are those that sometimes, when I first got into the work, I called these Christian Science groups. And I said, I'm trying to look for more Emma. They said, no, you can't talk. You can't come here. You can't talk about Emma. No. We don't do that. Blah, blah, blah. I said, oh. I said, what is this? And there are many things to learn about the relationship between Emma and Mary Baker Eddy. Because there was a point in some of the letters, because I have letters written between her and Mary Baker Eddy. And at one point, Mary Baker Eddy invited Emma back to the school. They need to do their research. So Emma was considering doing that, but she never went back. So I don't believe there was any animosity. And you have to praise Mary Baker Eddy, because if it wasn't for her, Emma Curtis Hopkins, she probably would have come out, but there's something about her connection that they needed to work together for her to come out with her own thing. I have met wonderful people on this path. I even went to the International New Thought Alliance in Phoenix and Florida when they had it, and I met some wonderful people. Although I believe that the International New Thought Alliance is great, but they need to expand so that younger generation can come in there. The younger generation can teach what they know as well, because that's important. Once people have made their transition, all things will be lost. And we need to keep this movement going. This whole thing about spirituality, love, and bringing forth truth has to go on forever. We can't live in a standstill of hate. here you have in Copenhagen, they're walking, there's a freedom of speech event in Denmark. There's one dead and two suspects at large. Why? Why? It's just, why? There are those that just enjoy negativity. They just do. But it is up to us to show forth love to the world, give our vibrations to the world, and say, no, we shall deny, 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 deny the existence of anything that is not love. Because this is what our Father, God, has taught us through the Bible. The Bible is a wonderful book, not to be taken literally. There are messages between the lines. And when you understand yourself, when you love yourself, you're going to be able to see the truth of the Bible. Love is the only way through everything. When you forgive, you love. When you love, you can forgive. God is the only power that should be acting in your life at this time. The only power. It should be a great demonstration in all the things that you do at every given moment. And when you demonstrate this love and you speak it forth, you're speaking your truth. You're speaking your truth. We were put on this earth to demonstrate that God is the only power, that truth will set us free, that there can only be love, and that love is going to allow us to rise above so many different things, that we will all be glorified and walking in His name. I love God. I love all people. And it's okay to not like certain things that people do because it's going to irritate you. It's okay. But we must stand forth against the things that people might say to us to move us from that aspect of love. Even when we read or see things on the internet that would tell us that there is no God, we need to stand firm and know that there is a God. And that God is working through us, in us, and around us to move away anything that does not represent Him. Remember to always keep your heart true to yourself, to your surroundings, and everything that you give forth. God is good, and so are you. So on this day, love yourself. Love who you are. Move with every vision. Buy yourself something. Do something nice for yourself. Happy Valentine's Day. Namaste. Mm-hmm.